Says the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We're towards the top of the Gemara Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The first word on the line is Lismoich.
I'm sorry, where are we?
Tes Amud Aleph.
Okay.
About 10 lines down.
10 lines towards the top. First word on the line is Lismoich. And we're towards the end of that line where it says, Maiser Shabo'u Bonov. Now, let's just remind ourselves. Good morning, Rav Nachum. Welcome aboard. You're in a different part of the kitchen today.
I'm getting bounced around like a ping pong ball.
Like a ping pong ball. Okay.
We're getting to see all your Kaylee.
Inside view to the Gela kitchens. Now, we had a story in the Mishnah. Let's just remind ourselves of the story. Rabban Gamliel was of the opinion, he initially said, that you can recite Kriya Shema all the way until the morning. The Rabbanon, however, said until Chatzos. There was a story in which the children of Rabban Gamliel missed the Zman of Chatzos. They asked their father, what should they do? And their father said, you can still say Kriya Shema. Why? Because even though the Rabbanon said you can only say Kriya Shema until Chatzos, but essentially they also agree that you can say Kriya Shema till the morning, they only ever said Chatzos, Kedei Laharchik Es Ha'odom Min Ha'aveira. That was the story as recorded by the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Maiser Shebo'u Bonov. Says the Gemara, Va'ad Hashta. And until now, Loi Shamia Lehu Ha Durban Gamliel? Question mark. Did they not know what their own father held? What was Rabban Gamliel being mechadish to them? That you are in fact allowed to say Kriya Shema until the morning. Didn't his children know that? Weren't they aware of the opinion of their father? That's the Gemara's question. Va'ad Hashtan, until now, Loi Shamia Lehu, had they not heard Ha Durban Gamliel? This opinion of Rabban Gamliel that you can say Kriya Shema till the morning? Says the Gemara, Hochi Ka'omri Leh. Remember, we've explained many times when it says Ka'omar, it means this is what they meant. Here it doesn't say Ka'omar, it says Ka'omri, plural. Ka'omri, this is what they meant. What in fact was their question? Their question was as follows. They had a suffix. Rabbonon pligi ilaveich. In other words, they knew full well what their father held. Of course, they knew that Rabban Gamliel said you can recite Kriya Shema until the morning. That was not what Rabban Gamliel was now mechadish to them. The children of Rabban Gamliel were asking, but do we paskin like that? We know that's what you hold. But let's be perfectly honest, we need to know, do the Rabbonim, do the Chachomim disagree? Says the Gemara, their question was as follows. Rabbonon pligi ilaveich. Do the Rabbonon disagree with you? In which case we would have to apply the principle v'yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So with all due respect to our father, but we would have to not paskin like you, because if the Rabbonon are choylek, then the halacha would always follow the rabbin. You go with the majority opinion. That's one side of the equation. Or maybe Rabbonon kevoseich sfir lehu. Or maybe the Rabbonon, we all knew what the Rabbonon held, by the way. The Rabbonon clearly said that you have to say Kriya Shema by when? By Chatzos. So what were the children of Gamliel asking? When they said until Chatzos, did they mean absolutely to argue with you? And they hold that you cannot say Kriya Shema after Chatzos under any circumstances. In which case, we would have to paskin like the Chachamim, because Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. or perhaps not. Perhaps even when the Rabbanon said that you've got to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos, maybe essentially they agree with you that you can recite Kriya Shema until the morning. And the reason why they stipulated Chatzos was just Lechatchila. Says the Gemara, Oy Dilma, Rabbanon Kivaseich Svir Lehu. Maybe really the Rabbanon hold like you, that essentially Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema all the way until the morning. That's at least Menatayram. It's just that what? The high de Ka'omri ad Chatzos, quote unquote, that which they said until Chatzos, that was just Kedei La'arche, Kesa'odom, Mino Aveiro. That was the question of the children of Rav Gamliel. So they knew full well that Rav Gamliel said Kriya Shema until the morning. They knew full well that the Rabbanon said until Chatzos. The question is, what's pshat in the Rabbanon? Do the Rabbanon say it until Chatzos and that's it? So there's an absolute machlokes between the Chachamim and the Rav Gamliel, in which case the halacha follows the Chachamim. Or perhaps even the Chachamim who said on Chatzos, they only meant it lechatchila kedei laharchik asa'odom in aveira, but if you've missed Chatzos, you can still say Kriya Shema until the morning. That was the question they were posing off their father. And what did their father of Gamliel answer? Says the Gemara, Omar Lohu. He responded to them, your second option was correct. Rabbonon kevosi svir lehu. The Rabbonon hold like me. Just like I said, you can say Kriya Shema until the morning. Essentially, that's what the Rabbonon also hold. V'chayovin atem, and therefore you are still obligated to recite Kriya Shema. Even though it may well be 3 o'clock in the morning and you've missed Chatzos, but even the Rabbanon, they agree with me until the morning. Baha'i, Dag Omri, and that which they said, Ad Chatzos, quote unquote, is just Kedei Laharchek Esa'odom Min Huavir. Have a look at Rashi. Have a look at Rashi. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 4th narrow line. Rabbonon pligi ilavich. Do the Rabbonon disagree? What did the Rabbonon, this is the question of the children of Rav Gamliel. What did the Rabbonon mean when they said Chatzos? Is it Chatzos and that's it? Or it's Chatzos just lechatchila? So Rashi explains. Rabbonon pligi ilavich. Kloima. What this means to say is, this is now the explanation of their question. They meant to ask the following. Mi pligi Rabbonon olayich. Do the Rabbonon absolutely disagree with you, our father Rav Gamliel? In other words, Daha da omri ad chatzos. Because that which they said ad chatzos, dafka ka omri. What does that mean, dafka ka'omri? It's literal and absolutely. Only chatzos. Is that what Rabbonon mean? What would be the explanation of that possibility? Deloi mashma lehu u'beshoch b'cho. They do not understand the words b'shoch b'cho like you, our father of Gamliel, to mean kol zman shchiva. Remember, as we've pointed out many times, what does Rav Gamliel mean? When Rav Gamliel says you can say Kriya Shema until the morning, how does he translate the word B'shach B'cha? B'shach B'cha does not mean when you go to bed. Rather, it means as long as you are in bed. So the children of Rav Gamliel were asking, do the Rabbonon disagree? And they do not understand B'shach B'cha as meaning kol zman shchiva, all the time that a person is in bed. Elo kol zman shederech bnei odom lehisasek leilech v'lishkav. Rather, according to the Rabbonon, if this possibility is right. But chatzois means chatzois, then they're understanding that what does it mean? U'b'shachbucha, not all the time that one is in bed, but rather the time that one is misasik, one is involved in going to bed, and clearly that's only the beginning of the night. Now, there is a little bit of a problem in this. What's the little bit of a problem in this? What about the first opinion in the Mishnah? Remember the first opinion? The first opinion in the Mishnah was Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer held that you can only say Kriya Shema until the end of the first Ashmoiris, a third into the night. So Rashi says, Umiu, however, Baha Pligia Rabbi Eliezer. They definitely disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Deilu Rabbi Eliezer Sfira Luhu Sirilei, because Rabbi Eliezer definitely holds the Zman Esek Shchiva. When is the time that a person is involved in going to bed? Einoi Elo Ad Hashmura Rishoino. It's only until the end of the first watch of the night, which we said is possibly the first third of the night. Ularabonon, however, it's ad chatzos. So there definitely is a machloikas, that's non-debatable. There's definitely a machloikas between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Eliezer. But what we're debating is, said the children of Rabban Gamliel to their father, Rabban Gamliel, do the Rabbonon hold chatzos dafka, va'at sfira lecho, and you, however, our father, Rabban Gamliel, do you hold otherwise? Meaning, u'b'shachbucha means kol zman shebnei odom shoichvim, all the time, not that people are going to bed, but rather the time that people are in bed, v'hainu kol alayla. Is that what's going on over here? In which case, I'm afraid to tell you, said the children of Rabban Gamliel to their father, the yochid v'rabim halacha karabim. That is side number one of the coin. Do the Rabbanon hold chatzos and that's it? They disagree with your translation of b'shach b'cha. You hold b'shach b'cha means all the time that a person is in bed. The Rabbanon hold is no, it's when a person goes to bed. Is there a machloikas going on? And if there is a machloikas, then I'm very sorry, our dear father, but we cannot paskin like you. Because you're the Yochid, the Chachamim are the Rabbim, Yochid v'Rabbim, Halacha k'Rabbim. Says Rashi, Oy Dilma. Now this was the other side of the argument. This is what they were asking their father. Oy Dilma. Or perhaps not. Oy Dilma kevaseich sfira lehu. Maybe the Rabbanon essentially hold like you. What does it mean they hold like you? U'mashmaluhu, they also understand u'b'shach b'cha, quote unquote, means what? Kol zman shchiva, all the time that a person is lying down, i.e. all night long, all the way up to the morning. And if that would be true, why did they say chatzos then? The Ka'omri ad chatzos, and that which they said until chatzos, quote unquote, harchokahu. What does that mean? It's a harchokah. They just wanted to distance you from trouble. Kedei lezareis, in order to urge you to read Kriya Shema on time. But miu, however, if that would be true, then heicha deisnis. What does that mean, de'isnes, from the word oinus? If an oinus happened and they unfortunately did not read Kriya Shema by chatzos, v'loi kara koidem chatzos, adayin zman chiyuva hu, then they would also admit that it's still the zman of chiyuv Kriya Shema, in which case, umachayvi, you would jolly well still be obligated to say Kriya Shema, the Nofki, and you would be Yoitse Yede Kriya Shema Bismana. So those are the two sides of the argument. And that, says the Gemara, is what the children of Rabban Gamliel were asking their father. You said until the morning, Rabbanon said until Chatzos. Do they disagree with you completely? In which case we have to go with the Chachamim. Or do they agree with you? Essentially, they just said L'chatchila by Chatzos. But if you've missed Chatzos, they will be the first ones to agree. You read Kriya Shema all night. So what do we do now? Says Rashi. Kavasi svira lehu. Yes, Rabbi Gamliel responds, Chachomim, your second side of the argument was the correct version. The Rabbanon essentially agree to me, the Chayovim atem likris. And you are therefore obligated to recite Kriya Shema Gorsinon. That is the correct text. If you look in our Gemara, indeed, that is the text that we have, V'chayovim atem. You've got to now recite Kriya Shema. Says Rashi, why must I point this out? V'loy Gorsinon, but do not have a text, mutarim, quote unquote. Apparently, there was an alternative text in which it said that if you miss Chatzos, it is permissible to say Kriya Shema. Says Rashi, that's not the correct text. What is the correct text? Not that it's permissible, but rather the Chayovim, it's mandatory. How do I know? Says Rashi. Da'afilu shaloi bizmanu. Because even if you really have missed the Zman of Kriya Shema, Tanan, we've learned in a Mishnah, HaKoyre Mikan Ve'elech, if you read Kriya Shema from there on in, meaning having missed the time, no problem. Loi Hifsit, you don't lose anything. Ka'odom HaKoyre B'Toyre, it's like a person reading Psukim in the Torah. Somebody just asked me yesterday, what happens if I come late to Shul? And I don't manage to say all of Psukim de Zimra. Can I say the missing prokim, those that I didn't say, can I say them after davening? So what's the answer?
Isn't there machloikas between Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan?
No, the question is whether you gain anything by saying
them. Oh, okay.
Are you allowed to say them? Of course you're allowed to say them. It's a parak and tehillim. You can say tehillim all day like, if you like, all day long. Says Rashi, the same with Kriya Shema. Let's not forget that Kriya Shema is at the end of the day, psukim from the Torah. So even if you've really missed the Zman, nobody can turn around to you and say, you know something? I want to tell you a big chiddush. It's permissible to say those psukim of Kriya Shema. Well, of course it's permissible. You're just reading psukim in the Torah. I don't need a Gemara to tell me it's permissible. Therefore, says Rashi, that's not the correct girsa. What is the correct girsa? The correct girsa is if you've missed Chatzos, you're chayev to say Kriya Shema. But not that it's mutter. Mutter is obvious. Chayev to say Kriya Shema, that's not so obvious. That's the chiddush.
It seems like Rashi even goes a step further, because in the previous Rashi, he says that you fulfill your obligation of Kriya Bizmano. Even if you say it late. According to
so that's what Rashi is saying over here. The chiddush of the Chachamim is that it's only lechatchila to recite Kriya Shema by Chatzos. If you say it after Chatzos, that is still considered the Zman. And because it's still considered the Zman, you are therefore obligated to recite Kriya Shema. And if you do so, you're Yotzi Yechiyev. Says Rashi, therefore, the correct girsa must be that you are chayev to say Kriya Shema because this is still the Zman. Why is that the correct girsa? Because what's the alternative? The alternative girsa is it is permissible to say Kriya Shema. What do you mean permissible? It's always permissible to say Kriya Shema. You can say Kriya Shema whenever you like. That's not the discussion, whether it's permissible. Rather, the discussion is what happens if you have missed Chatzos, is it mandatory to say Kriya Shema? Says Rashi, yes, it's still mandatory. But I don't need any Gemara to say that it's mutter to say Kriya Shema. It's always mutter to say Kriya Shema. Okay, back into the Gemara. Now, if you remember, that wasn't quite the end of the story in the Mishnah. Because Rabban Gamliel said that not only is Kriya Shema an example of something where Mi'ikra Din Zman is all Laila. It's just that you have to say it by Chatzois Lechatchila Kedei Laharchik Kisa'odo Minu Aveiro. If you remember, Rabban Gamliel finished off by saying, V'loizu Bilvadom, where this is not the only example. What was the other example? Anybody remember? The example was Hekta Chalovin. You've got karbonos, which you haven't yet put the remaining fats on the mizbeach, so you can still essentially do so all night, but lechatchila by chatzos. Now, look at the Gemara. V'loi zu bilvad omru. It's not only this with regard to Kriya Shema where this halacha applies, Elo, etc. It's also applicable in other areas. Now, let's not make a mistake. If I ask you at the end of the day, in the final analysis, is there a machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and a Chachamim? Is there any point of disagreement whatsoever? The answer is, of course there is. It's not a fundamental machlokes, at least that's what the children of Rabban Gamliel were asking. It's not a fundamental machlokes because everybody agrees that essentially Kriya Shema could be said until the morning. But there is a point of conflict. What is the point of conflict? Rabbi Gamliel says you can say Kriya Shema all night, no problem. What do the Chachamim say? No, lechatchila by chatzos. It's not a fundamental machlokes, because as we said, if you missed chatzos, they also say you can read it till the morning. But if you'd ask Rabban Gamliel, must I be makbid to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos? What would Rabban Gamliel personally say? Rabban Gamliel say, I personally hold? No, you don't need to be makbid. That's the Rabbanon's opinion. So we agree and we also disagree. We both agree that Kriya Shema can be said until the morning, but we disagree as to whether lechatchila you should say it by chatzos. I say, no, you don't need to. And the Chachamim say, yes, you should. And then Rabban Gamliel said, and there's another example of hekta chalovim. Now, what does that mean, another example? In addition to what? In addition to the first example, which is Kriya Shema. But one second. Rabban Gamliel himself does not hold, in the case of Kriya Shema, that you've got to aim for Chatzos. That was the Rabbanon's opinion. So how can Rabbi Gamliel himself say, you know something? There's another example as well. What do you mean another one? What's the first example? Kriya Shema? You yourself don't hold of Kriya Shema has got to be read by Chatzos. That's the Rabbanon. That's the Gemara's kasha now. Says the Gemara, V'loi zu bilvad omru elo, says the Gemara, V'Rabban Gamliel, mi ka'omar ad chatzos? Does Rabban Gamliel himself hold you've got to recite Kriya Shema until chatzos? D'ktoni v'loi zu bilvad? So that he says, not only Kriya Shema has got to be done by chatzos, but also korbonos also. How can you say I've got another example if, in fact, the first example you don't even hold of? Says the Gemara, Hochi koma. What they meant was as follows: Hochi koma lohu Rabban Gamliel leboneho. What Rabban Gamliel was saying to his children, not that I hold that Kriya Shema has to be read by chatzos, but rather, afilu l'rabbonon. They're coming to explain, he's coming to explain the Rabbonon's opinion, not his own personal opinion. His own personal opinion is that Kriya Shema could be quite happily recited all the way to Amud HaShachar. You do not even lechatchila need to aim for chatzos. So afilu l'rabbanan de ka'omri ad chatzois, but you should know mitzvasa ad sheyale amud hashacha, as we said before. V'hai de ka'omri ad chatzois is only kedei l'archik ha'sa'odo min ha'aveira. All of that was said in explanation of whose opinion? In explanation of the opinion of Rabbanon. But not that Gamliel himself holds of that. Once Rabban Gamliel quoted the opinion of the Rabbanon, which was what? Lechatchila by chatzois, b'dieved all night long. So now Rabban Gamliel finished off the sentence and said, there's another example. According to who? According to Rabbanon, not according to me. I don't hold of chatzois bechlal. But if I'm busy discussing the Rabbanon's opinion, I'm here to tell you that there's another example. And what is that other example when it comes to korbanos? Now, have a look at the Hemshech of the Gemara. At least we'll just make a start to this. Hekter chalovim ve'evarim. So what was that? What does hekter mean? Hekter means as in haktorah, sacrificing of. The halacha is you are makriv a korban during the day, and then you've got to put the limbs of the korban, if it's a korban oilos, remember it all goes on the mizbeach, or at least the chelev of other korbanos, you've got to put that on the mizbeach. Now, when does that have to go on the mizbeach by?
Nighttime.
So the answer is essentially until the morning. Belechatchil until chatzos. Says the Gemara, Hekter chalovim, this was the example that you managed to find of when do we say the lechatchila by chatzois. Says the Gemara, ve'ilu achilas psochim loy ketoni, ? You did not state another example of achilas ha-pesach. When must one eat the Korban Pesach? We're about to see in a moment that Korban Pesach essentially can be eaten until the morning. However, lechatchila until chatzois. Oh, so we've got another example. So why did the Mishnah not say this example? Why did the Mishnah not say not only Kriya Shema, also the sacrificing of korbanos, and also the consuming of Korban Pesach? Now, who said that's true in the case of Korban Pesach? V'ramini, we're asking a stira because it says in the following brisa, Kriya Shema Arvis, number one, V'Halel B'Leile Psochim, the obligation to recite Halel on the night of Pesach, and number three, V'Achilas Pesach Mitzvoson Ad She'ale Amud HaShachar. Essentially, the mitzvah is until Amud HaShachar. So why are we makpid to get it done before Chatzos? Lechatchila. So I see quite clearly in this braisa that I've got another example. What is the other example? Achilas Korban Pesach. So the big question is, why did the Mishnah not quote that example as well? Now, I'll just leave off with a question. It's not my question. It's a question the Mefarshim ask. It's a very obvious question. The very braisa that mentions Achilas Korban Pesach also gave us another example. What was the other example? Halel. So why did the Gemara not ask about Halel as well? All the Gemara asked was, why did the Mishnah not give me the example of Achilas Korban Pesach? Great question. We'll have to see the answer tomorrow. But why did the Gemara also not ask, excuse me, I've got another example. Why did the Mishnah not mention Halel on Leil Pesach? After all, the very braisa that talks about Achilas HaPesach also speaks about Halel on Pesach. For some reason, the Gemara did not ask that. But either way, what did the Gemara ask? And this is a question we'll have to address tomorrow. Why is there no mention in our Mishnah of Achilas Korban Pesach? There too, one has to lechatchila eat by chatzos, b'dieved until the morning. So, essentially, we're learning brachos over here. We're learning Kriya Shema. Why do I need to start telling you the halachas of Korban Pesach? And the answer is because the Mishnah anyway gave me other examples, right? The Mishnah said, not only Kriya Shema, I've got another example as well. Ah, you're looking for examples? Even those not specifically related to Kriya Shema? Excuse me, I've got another example. And that is Achilas Korban Pesach. So why is that example not mentioned in the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Mitz Hashem, we'll have a look tomorrow, and Beis Hashem will finish off his sugya.
Oh,
all the best, everybody. Have a great day.